I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia's Attorney General Chris Carr tells the AJC that the state's prosecuting attorney's counsel will lead a probe into past sexual abuse claims in the Catholic Church. Any prosecutions will be handled on the local level. Atlanta Archbishop Wilton Gregory issued a statement saying he and Savannah's bishop will offer their full support and cooperation. Gregory will soon leave Atlanta for the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C., where he'll take over for a cardinal who resigned amid criticism of his handling of abuse claims. Carr says abuse survivors should contact his office or their local district attorney. The Georgia Parole Board has denied clemency to a man scheduled to be executed today. More from GPB's Sophia Salaby.
Scotty Garnell Moreau was convicted of murder in the deaths of two women nearly 25 years ago. His lawyers argued that spontaneous emotional murders are typically not punished by death. The parole board is the only authority in Georgia that can commute a death sentence. His execution is scheduled for tonight at 7 p.m. at the Georgia Diagnostic and Classification Prison in Jackson. Moreau will be the first prisoner executed in Georgia this year. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
A U.S. House committee has approved a bill that would open up $5 million in annual grants to protect North Atlantic right whales. The Brunswick News reports the grants could go to a wide range of groups, including state and tribal agencies, research institutions, and nonprofits. Disentanglement teams and fishing gear and rope manufacturers could also apply for funding. And interstate fishing managers say a popular species of bass is overfished and the harvest needs to be cut back. Atlantic striped bass have been harvested commercially and recreationally from Maine to Georgia. The annual haul is typically between 5 million to 8 million pounds. The Atlantic State's Marine Fisheries Commission says it's working on rules to reduce the amount that are caught each year. And a Florida man has been sentenced to a year in prison for his part in a reptile smuggling ring that stretched from South Carolina to Hong Kong. The state newspaper reports the scheme involved hiding rare turtles in candy wrappers or socks and shipping them overseas. It was led in South Carolina by Stephen Varen Baker of Georgia. He was ordered in March to serve just over a year in prison. Authorities have said Baker is one of South Carolina's most well-known wildlife traders. The newspaper says these are believed to be the state's first prison sentences for illegal wildlife trading. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves defeated the San Diego Padres last night, final score 5-1. Dansby Swanson put the game away for Atlanta, hitting a two-run homer in the seventh inning. The two teams wrap up their series with an afternoon game that's underway right now at SunTrust Park. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.